Well, happy new year and welcome to Intentional Living. I love saying that once a year. Here it is, January 1st, and I'll tell you, I'm really pumped because several really important things are happening for the ministry, all designed to help you, encourage you on your journey. We launched today a daily video series online at our Facebook page, every day a minute of encouraging you. We're going to be looking to develop an opportunity to mail that to you directly. I'll tell you more about that later. And also today, we begin our series for 2019 here at Intentional Living, Living on Purpose. Let's make this together a year of living on purpose spiritually. Of course, we're talking about intentional faith on the first day of the year, which I think is appropriate. We're setting the stage for the single most important, well, of the essentials, this is the most essential of the whole series. And so come on in and join us today. We've got a lot of great things coming your way from Intentional Living.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a counselor and coach, husband and father, best-selling author, and your advocate for the family. And now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to the program. You know, people are posting some interesting things on Facebook about this. And by the way, if you've just joined us, new listener, Intentional Living is about our lives, the decisions that we make. You really have a choice in life. You can either be intentional in the way you live, you know what God's intentions are, have a plan, follow through, or you can just get by. And a lot of people do. And I just think life is so short that when we choose to be intentional, better things happen. But today we're talking about faith, which is certainly at the core of everything that this ministry stands for. And how are you being intentional and growing your faith? Felix says, I like it. Felix says, if the relationships in our lives are not lifting us toward Jesus, what are we doing? If we have friends who are not in Christ, we should be, he used the word preaching to them. I'd add sharing with them, bringing Christ to them, bringing the word of God to them. If we have friends who are in Christ, let's build each other up to continue on with being sanctified or set apart. We need to move from being just a consumer of God to being a contributor for him. I agree. And she says, hey, you know what? You want to grow in your faith? Stop looking at the idiot box, and I got to put my head in God's word more. That's pretty practical. Mary says, making time to spend with him every day, no matter what. I'd ask, do you even have a program? What kind of program do you have that's sort of systematic in your growth? Spiritually, are you reading the Bible? Do you have a reading program? You know, the resource that we have here, the Intentional Word, which is the one-year Bible, you can read through the entire Bible chronologically in 1 year with a reading program of 15, 20 minutes every day. It's really powerful. And I'm reading a little devotional right now that's about experiencing God's presence, and it's going to be a 365-day, everyday devotional, really focusing on God's presence. And then, of course, prayer. But what are practical things what are you doing or have done, and what difference has it made as a result of getting more intentional around your faith? 888-1717 is my number. This is Intentional Living. I'd love to talk to you.
Hi, my name is Christy, and I was just calling to say the one thing that I would work on over the year is my reactions to other people's words. I would love to be able to show God's love instead of maybe getting angry or getting upset or taking offense.
This is Wayne. I'm a truck driver on the road, a first-time listener. Yeah, I like to say that there's one thing that has really impacted my life profoundly is beginning to really pray. You know, not just pray uttering words, but to pray to connect with our Father God.
The one thing that I've learned about myself being married, I learned and began to believe that I was lovable.
Yeah, hi, this is Larry. In reference to that one thing, been standing for my marriage for about 15 months and leaving the return.
Hey, Dr. Randy, this is Allison over in Warner Robins, Georgia. One good thing that my husband does, I admire my husband so much for the godly attitude that he has and the passion he has to learn more about God.
My one intentional thing is to do God's will no matter what.
Well, you're getting it. Thank you for telling us that one thing. And when we think about spiritual growth, we talk about growing our faith. as a believer, as a Christian, there's really nothing more essential at the core of our life that really drives us at the core of, at least it should, at the core of our priorities and our philosophy of life and our view of life than our faith. You know, there's a passage in Peter, 1 Peter, that says, to be ready to give an account. Boy, you know, if you haven't been growing and all of a sudden you get a spiritual challenge, someone challenges your faith, someone challenges why you believe what you believe, are you ready? And there's an aspect of growing your faith that is certainly the head part and the heart part and the hand part, right? You know, we talk about head, heart, and hand. The head meaning you're getting into God's Word, you're reading it, you're systematic in a reading program. And, you know, I talk about my wife, how diligent and intentional she is every day to get into the Word more than I am. And I'm proud of her. She's just very intentional with that. And then also the heart, really allowing God to speak to you, becoming mindful of being in the moment with what God is sharing through the Holy Spirit, what you're reading, you know, what you're sensing, what God's telling you. And then, of course, the hand part of actually doing, following through, being intentional with our actions. All of these are aspects of growing our faith, aspects of figuring out what pleases Christ and then doing it from Ephesians 5:10. And that certainly is a part of this thing of living intentionally with our faith. Come join us. I'd ask the one thing that you've been intentional about in your faith, one thing that you're working on now to be intentional in your faith, come join us. 888-888-1717.
You know, life is filled with interruptions, but what do you do when it is God doing the interrupting? Hi, this is Stephen Davis for Intentional Living. Consider Saul, loaded up with affidavits and warrants from the high priest in Jerusalem to take down the church in Damascus. Along the way, a light from heaven suddenly flashed around him, and he heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Now, I don't know if I would have had the presence of mind to answer, but Saul did. "Who are you, Lord?" And the voice said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and it will be told what you must do." Now, few of us have had a Damascus Road experience, but I suspect you can recall when God interrupted your plans, your life. If you want to have an intentional, fulfilled, and transformed life, when God interrupts, stop. Listen, then follow. You'll never be the same. For Intentional Living, I'm Steve Davis.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Stephen Davis. How are you being intentional with your faith? You know, when we talk about in our culture today, we have so many distractions. When we come to Christ and we give our life to Him, we know that the Scripture teaches that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, we'll be saved. But a lot of people get saved and that's it. They sit, saved and sit, you know. And boy, that's too bad, because the growth comes afterward. It comes as a result of building that relationship with the God of the universe. And let me tell you, some of you are listening, you know, you got into the midst of a tragic situation, maybe a divorce, maybe a health challenge, a loss of a job, a financial reversal. Something happened with one of your children. And then as you reached out to grab hold and make your faith real, you realized it was a little shaky, hadn't been built, hadn't been developed, hadn't been grown. And faith really shows up, let's face it, it really shows up when there's tough times. You really know the depth of their faith and how real it really is. How about you? Cindy's in Georgia. Hi there, Cindy. Welcome to the program today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
How about faith? We're talking faith. How have you been intentional? What are you learning?
Praying with my whole heart rather than just with words, and really requesting God, just search my heart, take all that is bad from me away, and just let His love and His grace and His mercy shine in me. Mm. And I work in a prison, and it's very difficult with both inmates and staff at times. And as of 2016, I just made this very intentional revolution to just pray every day and just focus on the day rather than the week, the month, just, and oh my gosh, it has been amazing.
Now, was that a result of any sort of crisis in your life, or were you feeling the stress or pressure of your job? What really led you to that?
The depression and stress, stress of the job. And it's just been really eye-opening because I just found myself being so negative and quick to anger at things that were going on in the workplace. And I was fine at home. I mean, I could leave it at work, but I couldn't continue in that negative behavior and that constant anger. Well, and I had to do something, and I just knew it just had to be through God because He was the only one that was going to be able to change me.
Well, you've gone the right direction for sure, Cindy. I mean, the power of prayer. In fact, our own Stephen Davis has written a 28 days. What's the title? 28 days to prayer. Is that what it's called, Stephen? More intentional prayer. And we encourage people. You can get this, by the way. It's available when you come to our website. I should know which tab they have to push. Resources and then free resources. There it is. 28 days to more intentional prayer. And you'll find it very, very helpful. So, thank you, Cindy, for that reminder of the power of prayer. It's certainly a part of growing our faith, isn't it?
It sure is, and the heart and hand is followed.
Yeah, that's it. You start there.
No, that's great.
That's right. All right. All right, thank you much. Appreciate your call, Cindy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Maybe someone has said or done something that encouraged you in your faith. Maybe it was a pastor, a spouse, a friend, or someone that just either illustrated for you or spoke with you, encouraged you, and that's made a difference. 888-888-1717.
Has God told you to do something and you just keep putting it off?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
When you feel like God has given you something big to do, it's so easy to put it off. We tell ourselves, I need to be more qualified before I start. Or we wait for more confirmation. In the end, we talk ourselves out of it. How do you follow through on the dream that God's given you for your life? Find a good friend to share your vision with. Ask for their support as you go forward. Accountability makes a big difference when you start something new. Then do at least one thing every day that moves you towards your goal. None of us are ever ready for the big things we're called to do. That's why God gets the credit when it really happens. If God's given you a vision, trust Him to give you what it takes to get it done. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
Hi, this is Amy Phillips for Intentional Living, asking the question, what's one thing you're working on right now?
I'm working on not working so much and spending more time with the family, my wife and kids.
As I've gotten older, I've let exercise go to the side. And so I'm really trying hard to get back into it and try to do, even if it's just a little bit of exercise every day.
Working on a more effective and efficient approach to having family devotions with my kids.
My one thing is to be more committed to the writing that I do. I have been a little bit lax in consistent writing, and so I'm working on one thing every day, writing, making sure that I'm getting some writing down, whether I'm working on a book or a blog post or anything like that.
I am working on showing my wife that I love her.
I'm working on trying to make my health a priority, so I've just begun working out. It's not gone well in the past because it's a very difficult thing for me to do, but I'm trying to be very intentional about it.
For Intentional Living, I'm Amy Phillips.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Thanks, Kurt, and welcome back to Intentional Living on this first day of 2019, a year of living on purpose. And I want to welcome all the new members that have joined us over the last numbers of weeks. We're looking forward to having a special ministry to you. I'll tell you more about it coming up in just a little bit, as the series for 2019 will all be about living on purpose. We'll have more on that in just a little bit. We've got Steve on the line. He's got a question for me today. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. Good. Appreciate your call.
Well, my question is, I used to do really good in sales and marketing. I was doing really well. I did 11 years in prison, and all of a sudden, and they weren't doing background checks. Then all of a sudden, they started doing background checks a couple years ago, and I got downsized because it wasn't the company's protocol to hire felons. Hmm. And so now I'm making like $10 an hour working as a plumber's helper, you know, from making $50,000 to $80,000 a year consistently. And now I'm not making nothing. I'm barely making my child support, living in a motorhome, separated from my wife. Everything just seemed to went south. Mm. I'm just trying to figure out what God's doing here, what I can do. You know, I'm being faithful, quit smoking cigarettes, stop doing drugs, don't drink. You know, I've done everything I believe that God asked me not to do. But it just seems like it just keeps going south.
Well, Steve, you asked the question that is a $64,000 question. Because we do certain things, is God obligated to do certain things? And what we don't know is God is mysterious in how he moves in our lives. For some people, we can get stories today of, you know, I choose to change my life and be obedient to Christ, and tomorrow things are just different. For other people, they live an entire lifetime. It doesn't seem like things really get that much better. And it comes back to really understanding that God moves in every life differently. Here's the question, I think, though, Steve, is as you grow, are you finding that your faith is being affected negatively as a result of not seeing what you thought you would see? Or are you continuing to grow in your faith?
What's happening to me is that I'm seeing God move more because I'm looking more to God in times of trouble. Yeah. I guess what I'm saying is that it appears that there's little miracles that are happening. I totaled my car. I ended up with a better car in the process of all this. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't total. I dinged a hood on my car, and then I end up, a guy gave me $2,000 for helping him for no reason. The insurance company gives me some money, and then I trade this guy my car wrecked car, plus all this money, and I got a really nice car out of it. So in the process of all these tribulations happening, I think that I feel like I'm getting really molded.
Yeah. Well, you just, I think
that's
you
what
just,
it feels like, you know, I'm trusting more in God and praying more, and I don't know.
Well, you just answered. I think you answered it, Steve. There's a part of it saying, hey, why isn't my family back together? Why am I don't have a better job and so on? But then the other part, when you dig a little deeper into your faith and realize, hey, look at what God is doing, and he's molding me, he's changing me. And I think sometimes it's the focus that we have. The formula that we use around here, expectations minus reality equals disappointment, works in the spiritual realm as well. If we go into spiritual growth with certain expectations and they don't happen, then we can be disappointed. That's why coming to God before him in his presence and saying, God, I am just here. What do you have for me? What do you want for me? Who am I to, you know, what am I to be today and do today, and direct me on a day-to-day basis? That really is where growth occurs. We'll be praying for you, Steve. Thank you for your call. And we just pray that God will grant you some of these requests that I know of your heart, and as you continue to be molded by him. Thank you for your call. Okay, Ronnie's in Michigan. Thank you for your call, Ronnie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to your show for about a week now, and it's really been a blessing.
Thank you.
I just wanted to share, you know, this end of this last year around Christmas time, I went through a relationship trouble with a friend of mine, and something where you just sort of felt alone, and it wasn't something you really wanted to talk to people about. And so it was one of those things where it's like you said earlier, you know, I reached out for my faith, and it was very shaky. Mm. And So I was just sort of going over myself of, you know, what is, you know, what does God mean to me? And I realized that, you know, there's a very large flaw in, you know, my faith is that, you know, I look to God when I'm, you know, in trouble or when I'm feeling, you know, when I feel like I need protection. And I realized that, you know, I haven't been searching for him 100% of the time, even when I don't feel like I need him. And I realized that, you know, I have got to me this great opportunity because in the start of this new year and everything, I have the opportunity to seek God 100% of the time in every way that I can. And I'm starting a Bible study with a friend of mine because, you know, I realized that a lot of my, you know, my beliefs and everything, I believe very strongly, and but people in my family are, like, they're Christians, but it's not something that's ever really talked about. So in my position, you're kind of alone in my belief, whatever. Mm. And so a way that I'm trying to be purposeful is sort of giving myself goals every week of ways to search for God. And I'm really excited about it. And
good for you.
The preaching is very helpful.
That's good. How old are you, Ronnie?
I'm 17.
17 years old. And you just found us on the radio?
Yeah, my dad actually put it on a few days ago. We were flipping through stations, and it's hard to really find stations that we like, and he put yours on, and I really am enjoying it.
Well, good for you. Well, Ronnie, I'm glad you're listening to Michigan. And as a young person, you know, let me just remind you again, the scripture says as we draw close to him, he's there, and he'll draw close to us. And as we make that move, and what you're doing as a young lady, moving toward God, getting into his word, trusting him, as you grow in your faith and you allow your faith to grow, filling your mind with that which is going to be uplifting and positive and certainly biblical. The Bible talks about that in Philippians 4:8. You're going to find your life starting to be revolutionized. And I'll tell you what, if you get it right as an intentional person when you're 17, and you start living intentionally in your life, not perfectly, but intentionally, I'll tell you what, by the time you get to be 27 and 37 and 47 and that faith has grown and your life has grown, you're going to look back and say, yeah, we've got regrets, but not as many because I chose to make that decision at that time. So, Ronnie, listen, I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad the station is there for you on Family Life Radio. We continue to be there for you, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right. God bless you. Thank you for your call.
My niece is 6 years old, and she loves the Lord, understood the gospel, and wants to communicate that to a fellow that's been living with us and helping take care of my grandfather. My grandfather has a good testimony and had been encouraging him to read the scripture to him as he was taking care of my grandpa. But the kicker was when my niece, who's 6 years old, she decided to give this guy a card that she made, and it had a picture of Jesus on the cross, and she said, "You are a sinner. You need to be saved." Just those simple words were all that he needed to hear. He'd read enough of the Bible to know that that was true, and decided to give his life over to the Lord. And through the testimony of my 90-year-old grandpa and the faith of my 6-year-old niece, this guy who'd been living with us got saved. It was encouraging to me on both ends that you're never too old or too young to be a witness for Christ and for God to use you to impact other people.
Thank you for that. You know, we got callers we didn't get to on the air, but I want to thank all of you for participating. Pray for it, Ronnie. You know, that young gal, 17, growing in her faith, and boy, that always gives me hope for the future as we see young people who are standing up and choosing to be different in a world that is certainly very different. And so we're praying for you, Ronnie.
Hi, my name is Michelle. Wanted to say I'm not exactly sure what my purpose in life is, but I believe it's to glorify God and to give him praise, and I try to do that every day in whatever situation he has given me for that day. But I'm visually impaired, totally blind, in fact, and have been so since birth because I was born 3 months early. My family really doesn't participate in any faith, and it wasn't until I was in college that I got saved and gave my life to God, and ever since then, He has been doing just amazing things. For one, I believe He has healed me from being bipolar. He's allowed me to be healthy and stable for the past 8 years, and He has also blessed me with a church family, and I love them, and I'm able to stay in touch with a couple of them. And anyway, have a great day.
Yeah, we plan to, and thank you for telling us your story. That's another thing that we're really committed to, is we're working as we've got a small team here. I mean, we don't have 50 staff members behind the scenes. We keep it really lean because we know every dollar that we have, we want to get back out into ministry as much as possible. But our team and myself, we're going to be committed to hearing more stories this year. And I think the more stories we can hear, your stories of being intentional, what God is doing in your life, is really what this program is going to be about. And now that we're beginning this new year, a couple of things. I mentioned earlier that I've started a new video series online streaming. We call it Intentional Minute. 1 minute. You'll hear the radio spots on the radio, but on Facebook every day, it'll be there early in the morning, 1 minute. I'm taking the intentionals. I'm going to focus on topics of living on purpose and giving you just some really practical things for the day. And so that's at Facebook. If you're not a member, go there and check it out. And let me say to those of you who are members in support of the ministry of Intentional Living, every month you're going to be receiving a brand new CD from me to you to say thank you for your support, but it's going to be on this topic of living on purpose. And here in January, what's coming out to you in the next few days, the topic to launch this year is 10 things that successful people do on purpose. Not by accident, not randomly, but on purpose. And as we learn what these 10 things are and apply them to our life, they really can change the course of our relationships, our decisions, our marriages, and our families. And so members, watch for it. Let me say to you, if you're not a member today, that you can join us in support and receive my teaching every month with a single gift today. If God's leading you to share a gift, I'll make sure you get this month's CD, okay? And so your best gift to the ministry this month will qualify for us to send to you 10 things successful people do on purpose. Share your gift. Members, thank you for continuing to share your gift. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Our offices are closed, obviously, today, but the website's always there, right? 888-888-1717 is a number to keep on hand starting tomorrow. We'll be back here in the studio live taking your calls tomorrow, and we'll see you right here from Intentional Living.